Welcome into the Grace Point Daily Podcast and the 1 year Bible journey. My name is Jeremiah Johnson, and we're going to spend literally the next year going through the entire Bible. I better take a little drink of a sugar-free amount Red Bull to power us through this journey. Might need a few more of those. I don't know. Anyway, hey guys, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to lead you through the Bible each and every day, and I'm just going to give you kind of one spiritual truth out of that particular day, and hopefully God's going to speak to you as well. So I got to get a few ground rules out of the way. There's many ways that you can do this. For example, in my hand, I have the one-year Bible. This is a one-year Bible, and these are super cool if you want a physical Bible. In that, what happens is that you open up to, for example, January 5th, and you will have a Old Testament reading. Like January 5th is Genesis 11 to chapter 13. Then you will have a New Testament writing, reading, and then a Psalm or a Proverb, and that's it. It takes about 15 minutes a day to read the entire Bible through in 1 year. So let's get on this journey. I know God's going to speak many different things to you, many different things to me as well. And so, again, I'm not going into this long diatribe, this big expository thing. I'm just going to grab one little nugget, one little truth, and just speak it into your life and continue to encourage you along the way. So let's do this, all right? So if you are in, and again, there's Bible apps for this, all kinds of good stuff. So you don't have to necessarily buy a one-year Bible. It could be helpful, but maybe you want to go to like YouVersion Bible app. Just Google it, one-year Bible plan, and you'll find a plethora of different ways to do it. So like, for example, if you're doing this one, Genesis chapter 1 to chapter 2, verse 25. This is what you read. Then Matthew chapter 1 to chapter 2, verse 12. And then you'd read Psalm 1, 1 through 6. So here's the thought I want to give you today is, in Genesis, you're reading about the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth and this beautiful scenery of how God is bringing everything that we know into existence. And here's the spiritual thought I want to give you today is that it's not really a new beginning. It's taking a step or the next step in God's plan. So, you know, we're going to start off a new year and we're going to be talking about new things. I want a new beginning. Maybe you feel like you need a new beginning or you want God to do something new in your life. And so as I was reading through that, it's like, wow, in the beginning, although God was creating all these things new, they were new and that they were new, but they weren't new because God had already planned them. God didn't just randomly start speaking, but he thought it out and he had that plan set and ready to go. And so what I want to speak to you as you begin this new journey is that this is not really a new year, although it's not a new year. It's an opportunity to take a step or the next step in God's plan for you. Because here's what Jeremiah 29:11 says, which is very popular. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." So here's what I believe is that God does want to do new things in my life or things that seem new to me, but they're things that God has already planned and dreamed and envisioned for my life. A verse, another one in Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you, I set you apart, I designed you with skills and personality and all these kind of things." And so I was just kind of thinking about that as I was reading Genesis in that light, is that like, wow, it wasn't new, it was the fruition of God's plan coming into existence. And, you know, other verses that say the steps of a righteous man are ordered the Lord and all these kind of thinking. So what I'm saying this year is God already knows what's in store and the steps that he has for me. And so I just have to be obedient to do that. So let me just read that one more time that I wrote down. It's not really a new beginning. It's taking a step or the next step in God's plan. So just God wants to do something new. I'm kind of wordplay a little bit here. God does want to do something new, but really my goal isn't to say, God, just do all these new things in my life. I just want to say, God, I want to take the next step in your plan that you have for me, that you've ordered of me. And so why don't you come into agreement with me in that regards? And let's say that prayer today. Father, I want to take the next step in the plans that you have for me. God, you've already purposed, you've already thought up, envisioned, you already know what this year is going to bring because you're God. You're all knowing. You are all knowing. And so God, I want to live out and I want to be obedient and I want to take the steps of faith that you have for me this year in Jesus' name. Amen. Here we go, guys. Day number one of the Bible reading journey. Please support us at gracepointag.org, our Facebook page, Grace Point Assembly of God Church, all that is happening. Subscribe to our podcast. And we only have, 364 more of these to go. Let's get after it.